Monthly Budget Report. Mr. Clark.
Good morning, Commission.
Morning.
I want to give you the month end of December 31st, which is going to be the year end as low amount in GCR. It was $5,115,724.74. In the month of December, we had $2,397,963.31 in revenue, and $1,341,557.81 in expenditures. The total amount in sales tax we collected was $8,326,417.45 for the year. Does the commission have any questions for the month?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you. Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve check number 457608 through 457636. Check numbers 457s. Let me back up. I move to approve checks number 457608 through 457634. And checks number 457636 through 457682. Warrants 7335 through 7340. And one journal entry.
Second with discussion.
Second with discussion.
On the check 457626 of the tax charges, do we get that straightened out, or do you know?
626, are you talking about the budgets? The difference in the
check
two.
Number 457626 says has tax charges, and check number 457677 says tax charges, late fees, balance for it. We don't pay late fees and we don't pay taxes on it. So I didn't know if you guys. You don't know, David?
The auditor's office caught that and pushed it on to.
So we don't know if it got. Okay. We don't know if it got changed or not, or fixed.
Who was the late fees to? What company?
That's the one I'm looking for next. 457667.
I didn't have any notes that there was any late fees on it.
Tax charge.
The late fees is going to be concerned. Sometimes they have to report the tax charges of the next. I don't know what had late fees on it. H Yeah, accounts payable should have taken that off. Indicated they should have just, you know, taken that off and sent the tax receipts on what they did. Did you talk to accounts payable after it was noted that? Did you talk to accounts payable after it was noted that that company?
I was thinking if you guys found anything, you go back to AP to correct or change, and then it goes to Treasurer to pay. Is that not
It would AP because it's not approved to the Treasurer until they're approved here.
Well,
the checks would be in the Treasurer's office. Correct?
Right. You said you push it on to the... I'm sorry. After you find something, do you...
You notate it, and then it goes to the next step, which is the Treasurer's office.
So you notate it, but you don't let accounts payable know that... So accounts payable doesn't know?
Not for sure.
The Treasurer and accounts payable work really close together. So as soon as...
So they made a look. Yeah, I'm showing there's tax on. It was for senior services, there's, electric.
There's Don.
Don.
Hey Don, there was two. Here you go. Make sure I'm getting out of order. There's notes on that one. There's notes on that one.
Yeah. Concerning the utilities, they've had a problem with their accounting system, so they're. And I know that Joanna says there's taxes on here, but so does taxes we have to pay.
Okay.
So we don't have a choice. So that's what's the answer on that one.
So this is correct?
That is correct.
Is there any late fees on this?
You know, there shouldn't be. We're working with them. They sent me a letter saying what they did is they didn't apply to all the bills. And we paid them all on with the judicial. And so we got that. I talked to Alice on Friday and got all this straightened out. So there is no late charges. Everything is just, they were saying we owed $1.26 from last time. They misapplied it, and they straightened it all out, so we shouldn't.
Okay, so that one's good.
That one's good. And then this one here. This one does have sales tax on it. The question is, yes, it does have sales tax. And, we do business with them all the time. We can either send it through or we can void it and reissue it.
What do you guys want to do?
Will it put you in jeopardy on your payment date?
Probably, but...
So just get a credit back for them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know those were in there, so I'd address them.
That's right.
I'm working on them.
Do you need to know this one that needs to?
Yeah, I'll have to. We'll get it back.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 457635.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes and executive session minutes for January 6, 2020.
Move to approve regular session minutes and executive session minutes for January 6, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Amendment to the Taney County Purchasing Policy, number 19-119, purchasing. We tabled that last time.
I think it was sent to all the departments, and any suggestions were taken care of. I'm imagining what you're saying. I can't hear you very well.
So the one that we have in front of us has changed a little bit from last week's even?
No, it did not change. There was one slight error in the wording, but there was grammatical.
Yeah, one spelling was corrected too.
Other than that, the wording and everything is the same from last week. We just made sure that all the, what the commission asked for was the, I bring forth to the elected officials, department heads, and those that use the system that they're okay with this change, and made sure that they were aware and see if they had anything else they wanted to add or change in regards to it. And I did not get any responses to any of them from the, about a week, and so to my knowledge, everything is exactly how we left it on the discussion we had in regards to the purchasing policy.
But actually, the only change to the policy in general, correct me if I'm wrong, is it addresses like blanket POs in there.
That was in last week as well.
Yeah, but I mean, from the original purchasing policy, that's the only change. And if this amount.
The original had that it was required all purchases would require a purchase order request done first. This policy is in regards to requiring anything over $200 to require a purchase order. Anything under that is up to the responsibility of the department head, elected official, or the person that is taking care of doing the purchasing to verify that they have the funds in their account. Or if they wanted to do it where they put in a purchase order.
You guys have any questions on it?
No.
I don't.
Move to approve amendment to the purchasing policy manual, amendment number 2020-1-001A.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. City of Hollister requests for funding agreement.